All right. Chalkim and Shabbos. We'll do a Hanukkah mini sugya. But the real thing I want to get to, by the way, is Ner Shabbos versus Ner Hanukkah, which we'll get to soon. All right. So the Gemara starts Amar Rava. Go, Isaac.
Amar Rava. Usually, near Beisov, near Chanukah, near Beisov.
Okay, so what does that mean?
If you have a conflict between near Beisov and near Chanukah, near Shabbos, then you like near Shabbos,
you purchase.
Right, so
Ezra made a good point before. In other words, there's no practical nafkamina, right? Because what do you got? The guy's buying, he's in the supermarket. It's not like today where you have a section on Shabbos candles and a section for Hanukkah candles. Guy's got need to buy oil and a wick, right? So he's buying the oil and the wick. The question is, what's he using the oil and wick for? Okay. So the Gemara says, Pshita. What? He's enough money for oil for one candle to last for whatever half hour. Okay, that's it. Good question. Okay, in reality, so that's all he has money for. Okay, so the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? It says pshita, right? Why is it so pashut that Shimon Bayis beats out Pesumini? Now, how do we know it's Pesumini by Ner Chanukah? Well, we know it's Pesumini. That's the principle. There's no Pearson by Ner Shabbos. Okay, hold on. Take a look. You're right. Take a look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Near base of Ner Chanukah.
Near base of Ner Chanukah. Who? Ani the
right. So he can't buy enough oil for two candles. Okay. So what's Shalom Beso?
The Kamei and Lekwan. It's not Shalom.
Napshi. Okay, Leishev B'chosha. So that's that. Rashi is the key to understanding this whole thing. Rashi is the key. What is Shalom Bias? So what's Shalom Bias?
Wait, so you're not sitting in the dark? You have light?
Right. Well, what's the key word in Rashi? Come on. What's the key word?
Mitzayir.
Okay, Mitzayir. All right. So. We'll get back to how that's the key to the whole svara is in that word, mitzayir. I know. All right, keep going. Mitzayir? How would you define mitzayir?
Pain. Discomfort.
Discomfort? Now, does it mean physical discomfort?
Could.
Give me another example. I think it means here a non-physical. I don't mean non-physical, but not a, what do you call it, a physical discomfort. What? Well, let's say like mitzayir is also used by sukkah, for example. Like you don't have to sit in a sukkah if it's mitzayir. What?
Right.
Conceptual. All right, so keep going. Right.
Right, so.
By the way, so the Gemara says, now that's the first case, okay? So, like I told you guys before, what are the two questions you asked by the first case? What are the two questions? There's one question is, how do you know it's Pshita? And what's the other question? You were saying this before. Ner Beso versus Ner Chanukah. Right? Well, what kind of comparison is this? It's like you said before, like, guy by Tfilin or near Shabbos, or by this or near Shabbos.
It would be compared to near Shabbos.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Like thousands
of the question Shabbos, is how are they separate from all other that are monetary investments?
You're fixated on the monetary investment.
I am.
I know. You'll see why it's not more.
Is near base of the investment?
No.
Yep.
Any. But why are you doing any other business you're between two?
Right. The question is, how do you pick one? Okay. You'll see why I'm driving at this question. It's a subtle point, but it's critical to define this. Yeah. No. Derabanan. Derabanan. We're dealing all derabanans here. Okay. Well, kiddush itself is deraisa. Right. Okay. He's derabanan. Back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara says what? The Gemara has what's the next comparison? Right, so now the Gemara says. Okay, so I'm assuming that's part of the Pshita, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you have to read it. In other words, the Pshita, this is also Pasha. Of course, if you have Ner Beso versus Kiddush, what's going to win out? Ner Beso, right? So in two of the three, this wins here and this wins here, right? I don't know. You tell me. We have to answer that. We have to answer, again, comparing two things. These have, at least by the case of the Ner, right? So at least. I'm not saying, I'm going to say this carefully. No, what you were saying has no real value at the end of the day, but you're right. At least by the near case, you're dealing with the same object. But here, these two objects have nothing to do with each other. I have no idea. We have to answer that. Okay? Oh, yeah. Okay? So keep going. So back to the Gemara. I want to block you. Back to the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara then says, Bai Rabba. Okay, so what's different in the tone of the Gemara now?
Now it's asking now.
What? Okay, so meaning what? Meaning that, okay, so in these, just let's think categorically. In comparing these two, right, this to this and this to this, this one clearly is better, right? Or whatever, you do it more, you know, other. Which would therefore imply that these two are what? Okay, but they're equally inferior. No. Meaning, no. They're equal to, no, we, no, these are no. equal to each other.
No.
Really? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. There's a no. If I have a choice between Ner Hanukkah versus Kiddush, the Gemara says mahu.
That's like saying, you know,
I love when you get upset, yeah.
2 is less than 5, 3 is less than 5, therefore so, 2 is equal to 3.
Oh, so how are we going to work out that these... Oh, you're right. So how are we going to work out these
said,
are equal?
That's what you just said.
I know. No, no. But I'm just letting you know.
Is it
factually what the Gemara is telling you, when mahu means, we don't know. We're not sure. Meaning that what? Well, I'll prove to you why. Look at the Gemara's answers. What does the Gemara say? Look at the Gemara's answers. What's the first answer the Gemara gives? Kiddush Hayom. Stop. Kiddush Hayom would be adif because of tadir. And what automatically that tells you something very important. Okay, what does tadir mean? More common. Okay, so 1 second. Why would the when is tadir? What's a normal situation of tadir? Normally, how's it in a lock on? What? No, no, I don't mean a practical situation. I'm saying categorically. Say it again. Oh, okay. In other words, basically, but normally tadir you have two things, right? You don't have a choice of only doing one. You have two things, and you just got to figure out which one to do. But in a similar fashion, if you're going to rely on tadir, what's the assumption? That there is no difference between them. Well, now we have to rely on something external to give us, to be machriya, what to do. Many times in halacha, you have to turn to an external machriya. I'll give you an example. Okay, you have machlokes, beis hillel, beis shammai. Okay, why do we pass on like beis hillel? Because they're rov, right? Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Does rov mean that beis hillel's position logically is superior than beis shammai's? Of course not. So what's rov? Why does rov work? I don't know. What? We have to have a mechanism to choose one over the other. So they go to rov. Now you can argue why majority makes sense. That's a separate argument. But the point is, rov is not intrinsic to the machlokas. Rov is a mechanism to ascertain who to go like. Same with here. So if Ner Hanukkah is equal to Kiddush Hayom, right? So why would you choose Kiddush Hayom? Because of Tadir. That's nothing intrinsic in Kiddush Hayom that makes it conceptually superior to Ner Hanukkah, right? Versus the other answer, which says, which implies what? This is different than, this is superior to Kiddush Hayom. Now we have our work cut out for us. Again, everyone agrees, this is Pasha, that this is superior to this. Everyone agrees this is superior to this. Why? I don't know. You have to define that.
It'll come down to whether they're equal or not. Because if they're equal, then Tadir wins. If they're not equal, then Tadir can't apply.
You're right. If you have any quality, you can never rely on Tadir. Tadir is, we don't know
why Tadir loses. I was thinking, like, Tadir seems.
Well, we only know it loses because the Gemara then says, oh, the conclusion is, Ner Hanukkah wins out.
Maybe they're concluding whether or not they're equal.
How is there a hobby?
And then the conclusion is that they're not equal.
I agree. But I'm saying, before we get to the final maskana, in this realm here, you have two logical possibilities. But you have to understand, when you approach this definitively, this is a nice methodology study. When you approach this in a methodological way, you have to understand, pshita, right? Which therefore implies these are, by definition, superior. So I'm not saying it had to be this way, but the Gemara is therefore saying these two are now equal. Now you have a problem. How do you determine which one to do? So either you're going to rely on an external machriya, or you're going to say something intrinsic about one that makes it superior to the other. The question is, how are you going to define that?
I don't understand how they can
I don't know. We'll work that out. Hold on. What? That's a technical question. Yeah.
No,
it's two logical possibilities.
So the guys have multiple.
Yeah.
So between check one and check two, the Mark seems to be equating the comparison. But there really is no no comparison between the two. Because by Nier Chronica, there's a reason why you could say that it would be better than Nier Beso. The reasoning by Kiddush is Tadir and
Nier. No. Beso. Oh, good. That's cute. No. But it's not. Tadir wouldn't work over here. And number two. Why would this be more Tadir than Nier Beso? What? Oh, right. Tadir doesn't kick until the end. You never apply Tadir here.
I'm saying they're not equivalent.
Right. I agree. Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, if you're learning this like in an arch school fashion, so obviously the Gemara's objective is to get to this point here, right? And ultimately, that's the Gemara's objective, to show you that this, you know, Pirsum Nisa beats this out. But we're not art school people. We're thinkers. So when you want to think about something...
You're saying articulism.
Yeah, I am. So I didn't imply it. So you have to go from these stages here, okay? All right. But before we do that, let's just add the Rashba into the mix, and then we'll start defining it. What does the Rashba say? Take a look at the Rashba. He says more than that.
Yeah, how...
It's such a great Rashba. I was laughing when I read it.
I mean, I must have just read it. I didn't...
Oh, okay, but it's there. It's a very funny Rashba. What does he say? Follow along, Kapel. Look at the Rashba, second page. Hadamar. So the Rashba is focusing on this possibility, on number two, right? Where the Gemara says, Shalom Bayis beats out Kiddush Hayom, right? Shalom Bayis, which we don't know what that is yet, beats out Kiddush Hayom. What? We're going to use that shot for now, okay? Avoiding sitting in the dark on Shabbos beats out whatever Kiddush Hayom is. Okay, the Rashba says.
To me, at least, it's a wonderment to me. The Habadai Nier Beso is our chsuda.
Okay, so what's the okay? So Rashba's keying you another fact. Why do you light a candle on for Shabbos? What? Sorry, chsuda, right? Guy wants to eat. Okay, what? Why? What does he say? No, but so the question is, that's still Shalom Bayis. We'll look at the Rambam in a second. He still has to be a Shalom Bayis. But go on. Bayis, right? Basically, sorry. So the Rashi's question is, why does the Gemara have to say Shalom Bayis is the reason why it beats out Kiddush Hayom? There's a better thing to say.
Typically, Mishum, Desher, Lu, Time, SCM.
Okay, so he's got a brilliant question. He says, one second. So what's the halacha? This is one of those little-known halachas, by the way. You know that? I mean, everyone knows this halacha offhand. What's the halacha by Kiddush?
You have to do it.
Okay, so it's interesting. So everyone thinks you're allowed to make it on bread, cool. Right?
he said he liked bread more until he made it.
That's brought down from the Gemara. The Gemara says, actually, the Ram has it, but the Gemara says... Here, the Gemara says. Ram says in Shabbos Chav Tes Tes. He says, "Haya misave lepas yeser min yayin." Let's say you like bread more than wine. Interesting halacha, right? Oh, right. He says, or. I lose a spot here. Oh, say oh shavu haya lo yayin, or you didn't have wine. Haris a notel yad of tekilim varachamotzi mekadesh varachach potzea. Right, so the halacha is that I'm not sure anyone does this today, but anyway, if you like bread more than wine, then you should make kiddush on bread. Or if you didn't have wine, what would you use? Bread.
If you like bread more than wine, you should make kiddush on bread.
So, sounds like from Zlashan, no? Hayam misabel pas yeser min yayin.
I need to tell my dad that because he doesn't like grapes, but
no, makes a good. Yeah, but why is he making kiddush on grape juice, not wine? Okay, that's a separate issue.
Thing. Either way, he likes the bread more.
Okay.
So make it some bread.
What? I mean, I don't think anyone does that today. But I'm like, but it's an open Rambam. I don't know. I never answer why people don't do things. I have no idea.
Can you do that?
What?
Or do you
have
to do that?
If he's a Maimonidean through and through, sure. Why not?
What if he's a
quasi Maimonidean? No. No.
Why?
No. Why? Because we have to go through the sugya.
Why?
We could. We could go through the whole. Go through the sugi together from start to finish, and we can. What do you call it? The halacha test.
I'm not
even sure that. Why don't you tell the source? Your father has a Rambam at home, doesn't he? I'm pretty sure he's got a couple of them. Anyway, okay. Well, I don't want to get distracted.
He only has Rambam.
But what's the point of the Rashba? What's his question? He's saying that. Why did the Gemara just say? Of course, you have to buy near Shabbos. because you can make Kiddush on bread. And we assume a guy's always going to have bread at home, right? Even if he's an ani. So he says, therefore, so he's trying to isolate something about Kiddush B'yayin. Okay, so I'm just going to add the word yayin here to help us focus on it. But it's not going to help you with the svara ultimately. Let's get back to the first point here. How do you define this? Yeah, first step.
That's pretty
first step, yeah. Just this one step here. Right there. Ner Beiso versus Ner Hanukkah. Shalom Bias versus Kirsuma Nisa. But that's two. But what do you mean an internal inherent thing? Why is it in regards to your personal perfection? What's personal perfection have to do with Shalom Bias? At least the way Rashi learns. Okay, if you took out the word perfection, I'd agree with you. Just take out that perfection word.
That's the most important word.
That's the most important word.
Right.
Oh. Fine, you can't
Okay, 1 second. So what is that? Oh, good. Okay, so let's flush it out a little bit. Okay, let's flush it out a little bit. What's Rashi telling you when he says that to be sitting in darkness is a mitzvah? So he's telling you something, a very critical idea about Shabbos. What's he telling you? What?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you're saying this, but put a little bit in a different manner. In other words, when it comes to Shabbos, okay, so if you looked at Shabbos as a purely technical phenomenon, right, so let's say a guy is sitting in darkness. Okay. Can he still have Shabbos? Shabbos still exists. Right. In other words, there's no experiential aspect to Shabbos whatsoever. He cannot engage the Yom in any meaningful way. Well, good question. Right? I agree. I don't want to get too deep into the philosophy of Shalom Bias. That's why I'm saying it's proto-philosophical. I want to go this far. What the Gemara is saying, but what this is all you have to go. You have to, because you're thinking too philosophical. Think categorically. All you know about Shalom Bias is that a person cannot, right? He will not have Shabbos if he doesn't have the light. He will not have it.
The idea of Shabbos will not be
God. Okay. Versus, now what do we see by Pearson? This is the key point. So how do I... I'll show you where the svara comes from, okay? The Gemara says... Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, my Hanukkah, right? And then it says... After the miracle took place, what did Chazal do? It says that they were Koveya, and they made these days, right? The Halal Behoda. The Halal Behoda. What? Praise and thanks. So what's the Gemara telling you?
How?
Oh, okay, but no, but you're sort of right. No, let me ask you a question. Oh, okay, that's better. In other words, okay, fine. Okay, the question is Nir the exclusive vehicle for Pirsumei Nisa on Hanukkah? No. 1 second. We'll get to where it ranks, but I'm saying at this point in time, there are other avenues that of Pearson that exist. There's Hal and Hodar. Because I happen to know Gemara. And the Gemara says, it says later on.
I can't ask because I don't know. I can't ask.
Exactly, because you don't know the Gemara. The Gemara asks the question by should you say Al needs some benching or not? Okay, another one of these like strange, whatever, comparisons. But now the Gemara says, but of course, Tosos and Rashi went down, of course, in Tefillah, because what is its purpose in Tefillah? It's Pirsumei Nisa. It's open. It says Pirsumei Nisa. So what I'm suggesting here is that I'm showing you why this is pshita. What's the pshita here? Right. Whereas, so now what have I just shown you? I'm showing you how the comparison you can actually speak about this comparison in a rational way. In other words, what they're trying to show you is that they're showing that whereas in one
you only have one way to be
whereas here you have other methods. Okay. Right, so it's not such a crazy comparison now. You can make sense of the comparison.
What if I said that I had the svara, but I didn't know that you could do
it? Well, unfortunately, sometimes when it comes to svaras, as you know more and more Gemara, your svaras change as a result. I remember when I was your age, when I was in yeshiva, so I'd probably, get about... definitely further than him. But the thing is that it's very frustrating because sometimes I remember when I rushed you would give a shiur, so a lot of times, sometimes the svara was just in a different universe. Other times it was just like, oh, but if you knew the Gemara on Chavdalet, so then you would know the answer to it, just happens to be. So I remember, when it comes to Hanukkah, that idea exists by Pearson. So therefore, it becomes a critical part of having the svara. It's unfortunate that... You guys are young guys? You don't have all the facts in front of you.
I don't know those facts. I don't know how my svara by the perfection doesn't work. It has to be...
I understand.
Or both you can actualize at all, then
you're right. But if you would have gotten the Sean Bias thing, then you could have started thinking about this. But you're right. You're right. Okay. So now, 1 second. So now the question is, so that's true. If you accept that as a reality, what about this? I need to find a second step now. This is much more entertaining. Ner Beso versus Kiddush Yom. The Gemara again says Pshita. Okay? Now you got to be careful here. You gotta be careful because
just like
it can't be just like it, right? But what's Kiddush Hayom? Okay, like Yaakov said before, we know Kiddush is midaraisa. Kiddush Mitzvarim is from the Torah, right?
Announcing that setting aside the Seder day.
But you announce it with words.
Yeah.
So what's the idea of the Yayin? Okay, good. Okay, by the way, how do we know Tucker is right about Hashivas? How do we know? Okay, but even about the Rashba, what do we know? What are the two things you're allowed to use for Kiddush? Two chashuv things: wine or bread. What do they have in common? Chashivas, right? Okay. What? Yeah. Okay. But what's the wine doing? Okay. What's the wine doing in relation to the Kiddush Hayom? That's the key thing.
It's coming to bring. Greater greatness.
Okay, can we get a little clearer? Let's get a little clearer. What do you mean?
It's coming to reinforce the idea that it's being expressed vis-a-vis.
Say again?
Increase and reinforce the idea.
Okay, good. Okay, all right.
So, how does wine reinforce the idea?
Well, I'm going to say reinforce. The first thing you said is better. What's the wine doing? What? How about let's use, okay, good. Elevates or enhances. Okay, in other words, you can have, that's a good question. It's a good question, what is it about wine that does it? That's a good question. Whatever, right, exactly. I agree.
Are you serious? How does anything that you
taste?
No,
I'm not. Are you stupid?
Anything. Why do I need something to go in?
You're right. If you're a hyper-philosopher, all you need is by Chulash Meir Ratz Batzvam, Baruch HaShem HaKadosh Shabbat, that's it. I don't need anything.
You're right. You need a little wine.
Exactly. A person realizes he doesn't have, in order to establish certain hashivas, right? It makes the thing more important to him. Whatever. But the point is, what's its function? It's functioning as an enhancer. Okay? Exactly. Oh, so if you have, again, pshita, near beso.
Why is that asking
question.
Well, I would say this. It seems
obvious. I'll show you. Hold on. What's the second point?
It's of course if you have only one way of actualizing the idea, and the other way it's just a way of enhancing, if you go the only way you can feel the idea.
Exactly.
Instead of enhancing, of course, not.
Okay, so now what are we left with then?
Well, that's what should you enhance, or should you do something that is another way?
So I'd say that this is where now I think you can say better than that. Make them equal. You're right, but they're really equal.
Both of them can be actualized.
In other words, both of them, yeah. Whereas both near Hanukkah and Kiddush are both what?
In other words,
what do you mean alternative means? But Yain is not an alternative mean, right?
Both of them are fulfilled independently of the six.
What do you mean inferior? Okay, so you want to say that what makes them share in common is that they could both be fulfilled. Say again that both.
Independently of the.
Right. Okay. Fine. Right. Okay. Good. Right. So that's what they share in common. Right.
Yeah.
So what's this? So that's what I'm trying to say before. What's the Gemara driving at? What's the Gemara getting to? The objective of the Gemara is not to teach you about Shalom Bias. That's a byproduct. It's trying to get these two things to be equal. Okay. I'm showing you how, from a methodology standpoint, how you can get them to be equal. But you have to define each step to get to that point. So we're left with Ner Hanukkah being equal to Kiddush Hayom. Right? Not that they're the same phenomenon, but rather the mechanism is exactly the same. Now the Gemara is stuck. Now, what are the Gemara's two possibilities? Either, since they're conceptually synonymous, they're both, right? Then you have no choice but to rely on Tadir. Or what? Now you were hitting this before. What?
Why are they alike?
They're not the exclusive mechanisms that exist to achieve the objective.
Or it seems like this.
Oh, okay. So what is that? Okay, good. So come on. A little better than that. You're right. In other words, one way the Gemara is going to say is that they are equal. A equals A. So if A equals A, what do you have to rely on then to determine what to do? Hadir. You need an external machriya. Or, now the Gemara doesn't say, all the Gemara says is Mishum Pirsum Enisa. That means our responsibility is to figure out what does the Gemara mean, Mishum Pirsum Enisa.
I'm not getting the idea of Pirsum unless you engage in.
Okay, so you can't say, you remember, you got to be careful. You can't say it's this, because if it's equal to Nerbeso, then you're stuck to the original question. So it can't be the only way to achieve the experience. Okay, so what you mean to say is that within the phenomenon of Pirsum itself, it's the best way. There's a different quality of Pirsum by the Nair.
Yeah, and then I kind of say within the quality of Kiddush, it's best.
No, so that's the point. So the Gemara, what it's saying is that no. It's saying that. No, but if that were the case, then I could use bread equally to wine.
If you can do it with the whole, you see,
you can use bread or wine, and they both achieve the same. They both the chatila can achieve the same objective. If I like the bread.
Whoa, you have to do something.
The halachically made it up.
But you have to have Pearson has to happen here somehow. There's different avenues to Pearson. Question is, if there are different avenues, can one of them have a greater quality to it? So the Gemara is proposing is yes. No. You're right. They're equal avenues. The first way the Gemara is saying Mahu. Either you're going to tell me these are equal avenues to obtain the objective, so then Tudger is the only thing you can rely on. Or do you say no, that Pearson by the Nair, right? The idea of Pearson by the Nair in and of itself is a greater quality within the avenue of Pearson. It doesn't mean you can't experience Pearson.
So what's the question? Why?
It's not a real. It's not a real havamina here. It's not a. It can't be a havamina. But what's the Gemara trying to do though? It's trying to illustrate the following. It's trying to show you that. It's not trying to focus on this. It's trying to bring out. I think what the purpose of Gemara is to bring out an idea in Pearson. That's what I think.
Would you do Kiddush without wine over?
Midoraisa, of course.
Fine, but wine or bread is preferable.
Yeah.
Yes. So if it's Kiddush with wine or bread, you can only buy one or the other, or Hanukkah candles. Isn't it better to have...
Oh, so that's what the Rashba says. The Rashba says at the end there, beautiful. The Rashba says, look at the Rashba. He says, V'ayinunami de'itztrich, in the underlying part. He says, Gabi ner Hanukkah v'kiddush yom, ner Hanukkah adif. So when it comes to ner Hanukkah versus... Kiddush Hayom, Ner Chanukah wins out. Mishum Pirsum Enisa. Halav Hachi Kiddush Hayom Adif Mishum. The Kiddush Al Yayim Mitzvah Min HaMukhar. Right, but you would say that Kiddush on wine is what preferable,
yeah.
Right? Mitzvah Min HaMukhar, the ideal way to do the mitzvah.
Right.
It says Mishum the Efshar LaKadosh HaRifta Hu the Adif Ner Chanukah. Right, but because you could do it on bread, right? That's the reason why Ner Chanukah becomes Adif.
Right, but let's say it's wine / bread or Chanukah. You can only get one of those three things.
Say it again?
You can only get one of those two things, wine, bread, or Hanukkah.
Wine, bread, or Hanukkah candles. Bread. But it's an unfair question. Why?
Because
bread has other functions as well. Suda, yeah. But if you're right. If bread didn't have those other functions, it's a good question. Yeah.
Why is Nehemiah the best avenue?
What makes it the best?
Yeah.
That's a good question. We have to answer Nehemiah Hanukkah to understand that. Okay, I agree. You can't. At this point, there's no way to answer that question. All you're allowed to extract. I'm just trying to show you. You have to know how to draw lines boundary wise. You have to know what you're allowed to deposit. All you can get from this Gemara is one thing: that there's something about Pirsum by the candle that makes it different. What that is, I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah, because we could talk about that. What? I mean, you can. I have an idea about it. I mean, but that's from other cities that have done the Hanukkah. Why is Nair a better method of a Pearson? So that's one possibility. In other words, since the Nace happened by Nair, right? So then you'll think about.
I mean, just empirically, it's pretty obvious. I mean, look at American society.
Right. The only problem with that though is that the real miracle of Hanukkah is not the war.
But still, you look at American society, you see that the norm brings a lot more Pearson than Nace, and people saying all these things.
Right. The only problem with that, though, is that today what's happened as a result, I mean, not to get too into this, but what's happened, it's a good thing Avi and Mati aren't here, but what's happened as a result, in other words, there's a perversion that's taking place, and now you have these public lightings, but there's no idea of a public lighting. You cannot, I don't know where this comes from, but I don't know, I mean, I know why Chabad does, I'm saying, I don't know where it comes from that you, like, for instance, like, they can have a lighting by the Kotel. I mean, who says you could do that? It's Ner Ish Ubeso. You have to have a bias. There's a homeless person lighting your Hanukkah? No. You know, by the way, I did this. Were you here? Was it last year or 2 years ago when I did it? A fascinating sugya. Like Rosh Hashanah Zaman is like these cases of like what you do in the army. Like for instance, like let's say you live in a trench. Let's say a trench is your house, right? Do you light on your Hanukkah? Right? You hold yes. I'm sorry, no. He holds that a tent you would. I think he holds a trench you wouldn't. I forgot exactly, but like he's always a crazy. Well, let's say guys, this is a great case. Let's say you're in a tank battalion, right? And basically these guys end up living in their tanks like for a week straight. So would you light your Hanukkah there?
Can they really do Pearson?
Why not? Pearson today's inside also. You know, B'nai Beso.
They put it on, they stick the menorah
In the turret. Yeah. Yeah.
What would be wrong with public lighting? It's not a chiyuv, but it's still Pearson.
Well, okay, so that's a good question. I'd say like this. I'd say that two things. First of all, there's a halacha that you make a berachas aroah, right? Let's say you're on the way home from work, right? You didn't like near Hanukkah yet. It's a famous case, right? That happens in New York, and you see Neros in the window. So what do you have to do? You should make, so kol kosh, you make a bracha or not? Shasa nisim, because you're seeing it. Right. So it's an idea. A person should make a berachas aroah, right? Okay. So the problem is by that you can't make a berachas aroah. So now you're saying having a non, because you can't. It's not a real near Hanukkah. So now the question, because I'd say, to some extent, no, so that's the question. The question is that can you have a publicizing of the miracle in a method where you're using Nair, but it's not a halachically...
So you would say it's just nothing.
Yeah.
Why is it a problem?
Because you're taking away, I think, because you're taking away from what Hanukkah is supposed to be, which is Nair Isha Besa. Come on,
agree with you? I mean, in terms of Hanukkah, or they say
that they're I think their belief is that we want other ways of publicizing the miracle, and the average person today... Okay, in defense of Chabad, okay, I'm not saying I agree with him halachically, but I understand where it comes from. I mean, what's great about living in Eretz Yisrael, you come by like my house, for example, I light
outside.
Yeah. What? There's no sakana here. No. You really should light outside. In fact, I don't even think in America today you shouldn't light inside either, but whatever, that's a separate issue. What's a sakana? Who's coming to my house to beat me up because I'm lighting outside? No, so that's the whole question. The question is, was it a sakana? Or did they simply say that since you can't do piersim outside, we're going to allow for piersim to exist inside? That's the chiddush.
Okay, how do you say one or the other?
No, so the thing is, since there's a sakana, so now, because you got to understand, you're mixing it up. It's a huge chiddush to say that piersim can exist inside your house. That's a huge chiddush. Piersim means I'm spreading the nace to other people, right? To outside the house. What kind of things have piersim inside the house? They chiddush by Chazal. So the question is, if you can achieve it through lighting outside, why shouldn't you?
Because
there's no sakana anymore.
According to what?
According to sakana. What was the sakana back then? If I light outside, what's going to happen? Right. Is that going to happen today? Okay, a lot of things could happen though too, right? You know what else could happen?
I don't care.
I light my near Hanukkah and my house burns down. It could happen. So it's a kind of surprise for us. I shouldn't do it.
How can it go away? Once they make it, can it go away?
Because I just said, because the question is, what did they do? You're saying they made a takana that says that now you should not light outside.
Yes.
I'm saying no. So the rabbis learned that way. That's not what they did. Instead, what Chazal did was they said you should always light outside. But if you can't light outside, you should light inside. Okay?
That's what they said. I don't know.
Yeah. But that's the whole question. That's what sakana is, yeah. Sometimes they do. I don't know Chabad per se, but I've seen in public lightings they make brachas. It's a big question.
If they don't make brachas, there's no problem. Right?
Yeah, just dumb.
Yeah, there's lighted candles.
Right. Yeah. But I don't think it's right to say this is near Hanukkah now. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it's like I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It's like I don't know. Maybe it's not a bad example. I was thinking like dancing with like a toy safer Torah and some Chasara. Is that a good example? I'm just saying, like, it's like a...
No, that's clearly not...
Right, but you can say it's chinuch, though, because only little kids do it. I don't know.
It's clearly not real, either. I don't know what...
No, I'll give you... You know what it's like? Imagine, it'll be the same. Imagine, like, like, no, but you couldn't make use of it though. Imagine, like, to spread the idea of sukkahs, so we built like a big, like a sukkah that was taller than 20 amos. Okay? Like a building, right? But it's possible to eat in that sukkah. But we wanted to show people that it's sukkahs, you know? So why would you use it? Using a possible sukkah to teach people about sukkahs?
That's an effective vehicle that educates people about the reality of the whole.
But then you're getting to the whole issue of how the average person thinks. So if the average person thinks that you can be Yossi in your Hanukkah by lighting publicly, that's a big problem.
Nobody asked in the actual.
Listen, I'm a cold hearted lit buck guy. What can I tell you? I'm just saying, to me, it's like. No. Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm holding.
Yeah. What is the Havmir saying that. What's Havmir from saying that. Their Hanukkah and Kiddush are the same. They say that their Hanukkah, that the thing
to
say,
Tefillah
on
Nisan
is the same as their Hanukkah. How can they say that? Why
wouldn't they say that? They're both. What do you mean? They are true. Because you don't have to learn. Okay. The Gemara. What's the Gemara's conclusion? Of course it is. It says Pshita again.
Right. So what's the potential difference in their Hanukkah? What are they disagreeing?
No one's disagreeing.
Yeah.
You mean here?
He didn't use himself.
I mean, he's seeing two logical possibilities.
He's had to respond.
Because, I mean, well, he doesn't really pick one. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings another source, right? It says, you're right. I mean, was it a real Havmina? Because he says Pshita in the
end? How does he see one?
That's kind of like what Yaakov was asking. When he wants to know, he wants to know, what is it about the Nair that gives it its greater quality of Pursuma Nisa?
So that's not my question. If there is greater quality, how do you not see the first? I'll tell you why.
Because the question is, I'll tell you why. Very simple. What's the halachic Nafkamina? I know, that's my point though. In other words, halachically speaking, these two are equivalent.
Yeah.
But you can argue, insofar as the way one is conceptually designed, right, there's a greater quality person in it. But there's no halachic nafkamina, so maybe that's the two logical possibilities. Do we just simply go by, that's a better way to put it, do we simply go by and say that since halachically speaking they're equal, there's nothing halachic you see in Pirsumi Nisa by Kanel and you're missing a halal, they're both methods of expressing Pirsumi Nisa. Or do you say that no, that since one has a conceptual superiority?
It's a question. That you won't have any wine, or that you'll have to use bread, or that you won't have any wine, you'll have to just make kiddush with no wine.
You don't have any wine to make kiddush on.
So you use bread?
Let's say you have to use bread, right.
Which is equal to wine.
Right. But it's only equal if you're misava. Let's say you're not misava for bread. No, wine is preferable. Normally wine is preferable. It's only not preferable for having to like bread more. No. What I'm saying is that, like, stop. There's a stam das. Like, the normative man, normally speaking, likes wine. It's not that he loves bread more than wine. He just likes wine. Because if he likes wine and likes bread, he makes kiddush on yain.
Right.
I have an inquiry and then a question that they live into either garage or school question.
Okay, go.
Okay, so are we going to leave tomorrow?
No. So I'm going to tell you what the next thing to take up tomorrow is. Okay, what's the next thing? It's not really. So let me just ask the question now. All right.
Yeah.
This is what I'm. Now this isn't the main sugya. This is like the introduction to the sugya. This you have to do. This is a nice gemara to do before getting the sugya. Now the question that comes up. This is an awesome question. If you like, there's also a beautiful svara behind it. But the question now becomes, okay. Now we've shown why near. If you have a choice, near beso beats out near Hanukkah. But what question comes from this? A very famous question. A very famous question.
Which order do you
have? Meaning when. So Friday night, what do you like first?
Or rather, Friday afternoon right before
school. That's what I meant. Well, no. I don't mean what you do at home. What would you like first? Near Hanukkah or near Shabbos? Why? Everyone gets the same answer for this, so.
I would probably give a classic answer. When you like near Shabbos, you're saying near Shabbos first.
No. Well, we'll get to that. So there's two possibilities. There's a machlokas rishonim. That's what I want you guys to take up tomorrow, okay? Question comes up. What do you like?
Shabbos.
Right, so.
No, otherwise
we'd be
better. Any doubts? Yeah.
We'll get to all that stuff tomorrow. We'll start that stuff tomorrow, yeah.
Question like that may lead to a slew
of rod. Okay, well, no, hold on. Do you understand that that's the sugar we're taking up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, so what you have to prepare for tomorrow before I take up your slew of questions is.
Yeah,
it's very simple. There's this Source number 3. Source number 4. Source number 5. If you get those and work out the spar, I'll be very impressed. Okay?
It isn't necessarily a slow
question. Those shoes that you got, only dark hand, nice for a man, we only narrow shop. These are going to be a couple of shows later.